This weekend, the skies above Boise will hum with the drone of a B-17 Flying Fortress. The workhorse bomber of World War II, the plane will be open for tours and flights Saturday and Sunday. Matt Gillum took to the skies for a preview flight and filed this report.
My grandpa enlisted in the Air Force before it was even established. He joined the Army Air Corps in the late 1930s and spent World War II in the European theater. He told stories of raids and victories, along with crashes and danger. Having him as a primary source certainly brought the war into sharper focus. But with more than 70 years between the end of World War II and today, the era is increasingly receding from memory into history.
B-17s from Seattle, Wichita, Long Beach, and the Vega Works in California. Flying fortresses to us, but Baby Doll, Yankee Doodle, or perhaps a significant name such as Birmingham Blitzkrieg to the men who fly them.
Soaring over the Treasure Valley this weekend will be the Madras Maiden, a direct link to the era. Built in 1944, she's a
Boeing B-17, most famous military airplane ever built. They built just short of 13,000, so actually 12,732. Now there's 13 of them flying worldwide.
This is Ray Fowler, a chief pilot with the Liberty Foundation. The nonprofit tours around the country with the plane and a mission to keep the Flying Fortress functioning.
It's really about just keeping the airplane out of a museum, keep it flying. So many static museums, you go see the airplanes and you know what they did, but get in, on board, you go fly and look out of the waist gun and kind of, without getting shot at, kind of reconnect with the people that actually flew these airplanes is just the ultimate history lesson.
Sitting on a tarmac adjacent to the Boise Airport, the B-17's shiny silver skin glistens in the dappled sun. It's smaller than I expected, but the lines and physicality of the airplane are striking. Despite being a warplane, it's got style. After a safety talk that puts the kibosh on getting up when the plane is taking off or landing, we climb through a small door, it's more of a hatch really, at the back of the plane and get in. After strapping ourselves in with a rudimentary seatbelt, Fowler, who's manning the controls in the cockpit, fires up the engines. Ready for takeoff, I can't help but think of my grandfather taking a similar seat when heading out on a mission.
The occupant of the Stinger or tail gun takes his place. The penthouse turret gunner and the two trigger men in the waist of the fortress also make themselves at home. A signal from the pilot, the motors change their note, and the big planes, after circling the drome on the perimeter road, swing into wind and roar down the tarmac for the takeoff.
The engines of the Madras Maiden rise to a fever pitch. As the old plane hurtles down the runway, airport workers stop what they're doing and snap photos as we take flight. The four propellers hum, and the Treasure Valley shrinks below. Flying above Boise, those aboard the Flying Fortress get up and walk through the plane. The waist guns offer the childhood fantasy of defending the Maiden from enemy fire. A narrow gangplank hangs over the empty bomb bay, and in the very front, under the cockpit, a gun in the nose offers an unobstructed view and little cover. When we get back on the ground and crawl out of the plane, Ray Fowler, the pilot with the Liberty Foundation, sums up the experience.
You can look at a B-17 picture in a book and you kind of know what it did, but this is the real deal. I mean, to come out and to touch it, to smell it, to hear it, to go on board, to bump your head in it like most people do when they go through it, you know, it's part of the experience. Just come out and see it for real.
I'll never know what it was actually like for my grandpa or the airmen in World War II to cross enemy lines in a bomb-filled plane, but having taken the flight, I appreciate their accomplishments that much more. Matt Gillum, Boise State Public Radio News.
The Madras Maiden will be at the Jackson Jet Center this weekend. Flights are in the morning and tours are available in the afternoon.